the real reason that they want to track everything you're doing and go digital money is because the god of this world system is the devil. And what does the devil want to do? He wants to persecute the saints, Christ in you. The devil has to persecute Jesus in you, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because it's the same game he's played forever. And so if he can track you through the corporations, through the money, through what you buy, through your debit card, through your credit card, through your bank, through the Freemason businesses, he can hinder you in any which way but loose. He controls the stock market through his minions. The devil controls the whole digital system, the computers. This is why the computers were promoted. This is why digital money, this is why the corporate system ties in with the government, because they track you and they can do an actuary system to where they can do statistically what you're going to say, what you're going to think, where you're going to go, what you're going to do. Because it's like a little, I mean, you go to work, go home, go to work, go home, go to work, go home, go to work, go home. It's easy to see a person's pattern. And so every time you go to do something, achieve something in the system, they hinder you. It might be you go get your oil changed every 3 months at a Freemason. You don't know they're Freemasons, but you go get your oil changed every 3 months. And when you go get your oil changed, what do? They hinder you. Or they do something else to try to hinder you. You go to the grocery store and you start buying certain food that's healthy or whatever. Then they raise the price. You buy a certain stock and then the price drops. You lose money instantly as soon as you buy the stock. And as soon as you sell the stock, that it dropped a little bit, the price goes up. Every time. I did it. I tested that for 3 years. Every time you buy a stock and all the data points, I buy this stock, it goes down instead of up. It's supposed to go up. And then when it goes down a little bit, and you say, well, I'm going to get out of here before I take too much of a loss, you sell it. Within 5 minutes, as soon as you sell it, it goes back up. This is not just one area. It could be Amazon, Facebook, it could be REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust, it could be ETFs, it could be any stock, Vanguard, it could be any of them. And you do this for 3 years and you watch the patterns. Every time it's just like gambling, because it's all free, it's all controlled. They can just print money. They're trillionaires. They know how much is in your bank because of all the banking. They know what you're going to do before you do it. So the real reason they want to track everything and get rid of cash is because they're persecuting the saints. They listen to your phone calls. They know, you know, you say, well, I'm going to use Gmail. You don't think they can read your emails? They can read your emails. It's on the cloud. I created an email server one time just to see how it worked. And I created a fake account to send. I had the root sending emails to this other one. And I wanted to see if I could pull up the emails. They can read your emails. They can read your comments. They can delete comments. They can add words to your comments. They can go into the database and put in they can go into the SQL database and put in and upload information that you didn't say. They can put it in the database. Once you've already typed it and it's up on the server, it's the memory just goes, and they can change what you said. Do you hear what I'm saying? For real. This is not a joke. If you say, have a nice day, they can say, They could say, they could add the word stupid at the end. Have a nice day, stupid. Make it look like you're being abusive when you're not. They can, anything that's recorded in the digital realm, they can download it, they can see it, they can change it, they can manipulate it. I'm serious. And it's been going on for a long time. So it hit me like a ton of bricks. The reason they want you tied into their system so much is that way everything that you do is kind of like a narcissist. A narcissist is watching you, and every time you feel good and you're going about your business, if you're tied to one, they got to say something or do something to try to mess up your day or take away your peace. They don't like when you're in peace. They don't like when you're just content. And so, since the devil controls these people, these unsaved people, they have to do what they're puppets. They have to. He can take them captive at will. But at the same time, if they're in a Freemason, Jesuit temple, Masonic temple, it comes down the pike. It comes down the hall, Manly P. Hall, and somebody Pike, his last name's Pike. It comes down the pike. Why do you think it's the hallway, Manly P. Hall, and whatchamacallit Pike, his last name was Pike. It comes down the pipe, or the pike. Okay, so this one here needs to be persecuted, and we found out that they're trying to achieve this goal, so let's do some weather modification, let's do this. Let's hinder them. Let's do something to their car. Let's do something to their stock or their investment portfolio. Let's do something to hinder them. Let's create a Jezebel Delilah. Let's get her to knock on his door and let's get her to try to pull him off his program, off his calling and what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying? Pull him off his dream. Pull him off his game, his flow, take him out of the flow. And they're doing it to the women too, the saved women, taking the saved women out of their flow and messing with them. The Bible says that the woman has many sorrows. She has more sorrow, many things happen more than the man. And so the devil, if a person is saved, man or woman, the devil has a bunch of people and a bunch of situations and a bunch of technology and a bunch of systems in place to persecute the saints. I mean, what else is the devil here? The devil knows he's going to burn. He already knows that. He knows he's going to be cast in the lake of fire. He knows that his time is short. He's a defeated foe. And so what can he try to do? All he can do is persecute the saints and try to hinder the saints, to wear out the saints, the Bible says. And we see that in Revelation. We know that we're not there yet. The culmination is not there yet, but it's still happening right now. Everything is happening now that's happening in Revelation, happening in Genesis. It just hasn't culminated. In Genesis, you saw the seed. It's kind of like a tree that grows up. So you put the seed in the ground, and it germinates, it starts to grow. There's Genesis. You know what the tree is going to look like because you look over here at these other trees and you know what's going to happen. So you saw the prophets and the priests were persecuted. You saw Jesus was persecuted. They put him on the cross. The prophet, priests, and kings of the Old Testament, they were persecuted. And so if they were persecuted, Eve was chased down and lied to by the devil. He's still a liar. He's still a murderer. He's still trying to cause division. He's still doing the drama. He's the Draco Ma system, Draconian system. Legalism, law, letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So he puts you under the letter, under the law. And when you're free, he doesn't like it. When you're in peace, he doesn't like it. When you're getting free, he doesn't like it. So not only are you fighting the patterns that you created from your when a child or your bloodline, you're fighting against the Freemason system. You're fighting against the digital system. You're fighting against the devil and his minions. You're fighting against the Manly P. Hall system. You're fighting against all these things, and it doesn't matter if it's a witch coven. It doesn't matter if it's a Masonic coven. It doesn't matter if it's a Jesuit coven. They're all still working for the same demonic devil or devils. These are archons of the bad side. There's good archons and there's bad ones. These are the fallen ones. They're watching. They're listening to this conversation. They're listening to what I'm saying now. They're watching everything. You saw the devil send a storm to Job. You'll be doing something and all of a sudden a storm shows up. You don't think that's happening today? It happened in Job's time. Destroyed his whole house. Destroyed his livestock. The only reason the devil exists right now is to persecute the saints. And as he does it, it makes us stronger. But my point is, that's all he's here for. Think about it. He's a defeated foe. He lost. So the only thing he has left is to persecute the saints so that you can't speak the truth and get people saved. If he persecutes you and shuts you down, shuts you up, nobody else is going to hear you. And if you're going about your business and then some Jezebel shows up and you have a moral blunder, then there's an internal thing. Well, I messed up. I can't speak. Well, we preach Jesus, not ourselves, right? You preach Jesus, not yourself. It's faith alone. And then that makes the devil mad. That makes the minions mad. That makes the Masonic temple mad. Because they say, oh, he broke free from... in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. He broke free from guilt, shame, and condemnation. So he's going to teach this to other people. And they're going to be free. So let's persecute. A righteous man falls 7 times but gets back up. The devil can't get back up. The demons can't get back up. The minions can't get back up. The flying monkeys of the devil can't get back up. Think about it. They pretty much sold their soul to Lucifer. That's why they say Lucifer is God. That's why they believe that. They sold their soul. They might even like you as a person. You might go into their business and they like you as a person, but they have to do what they're told to do. Because they made a commitment in that lodge. If you're gonna be a 33 degree Freemason, you gotta persecute the Bible believers. If you want to be 30 degree or 29th degree or 27th, there's different levels of persecution. Don't think it ain't happening. They're implanted in not only in local churches but in corporations. They're all, think about it, where they got to work too. The witches, the warlocks, the secret societies, they got to have a job. They usually have a really good job. Google, Yahoo, they're all working together. It's the hive mind. It's real, people. That's all they live for. I want you to think about it. Yeah, they might live for pleasure and what kind of... Eventually, that gets old. Eventually, it's going to mess with their health. My point is, if they're living for pleasure, it's going to mess with their health. the ones who wake up to say, I can't do the partying and drugging and drinking, it's going to mess with my health. So then what do? They get a job and they try to rise up in the system. But in order to rise up in the system, they got to do Illuminati sacrifices. And that's not just the music industry. It's not just the Hollywood. It's in the top corporate system. Look at your job. Notice about every year, somewhere around August, somebody dies. Think about it. Might not be every year, but every other year. Think about it. Pay attention. August, September, something like that. It might be July, June. They start in March. That's why it's Burning Man. They got to have an Illuminati sacrifice. Pay attention to people around you. Look at the news. It's all over the place. They have to do a sacrifice. If they can persecute you enough to where you say, I can't do this anymore. It's too much pressure. I'm just going to jump off a bridge. Then they really get raised up to another degree. They look at you. If you just keep on standing, right? This is what they're saying to each other. He just keeps going. We can't stop him. He just keeps going. We can't stop him. Nothing's working. And then when one of their agents talks to you and they'll say these weird comments and you out of nowhere, and then you didn't, 20 years ago, somebody says, well, they can't stop you. Somebody told me that. A friend, so-called, quote-unquote friend. And 20 years later, I thought, what's he talking about? They can't stop me. What's he talking about? 20 years later, I figured it out. He's a Mason. He's always had a good job. He plays the game. And whenever you hear their conversation, they keep saying the same five key points every time they talk to you. Because they're trying to, and then this other person who's not even connected to this person, they're saying the same five things every time you talk to them. And you say, well, you just said this last week when we talked on the phone. What are you talking about? I said, you're just repeating yourself like a parrot. What do you mean? Are you saying you have a pattern? And if I was to say to that person, well, this other person's saying the same thing you're saying, but y'all don't seem to know each other, but why are y'all saying the same thing? And it's not even positive. It's negative stuff. If I would have told this person that, they would have realized I called them. But I was in the learning phase, It's like, how can this one who's calling me, trying to stress me out with, oh, it's going to rain, or it's so bad, politics, it's the end of the world, the Republican lost, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then you hang up the phone, and you're like, I don't care about no storm. What do you mean? What's the worst that can happen? The power goes out. It's not the end of the world. And then you pick up the phone, you talk to this other person, and it might be a family member. It might be a witch who you didn't know was a witch at the time. And you pick up the phone, this family member who was a witch, but you didn't know it at the time. And they say the exact same five points. Oh, there's going to be a storm. Oh, no, things are bad. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then you turn on you hang up with that person. You turn on the news, and they're saying the same thing. This is news, too. There's a storm. Somebody broke into a bank. Somebody robbed somebody. Somebody shot somebody. And it's like they're trying to put in to shoot yourself or to shoot somebody or to become a criminal. That's what they're trying to brainwash you to think like. Instead of talking about faith, they talk about fear. And these are agents. And as you're growing through your life and you're looking back, almost everybody around you was in this cult. This death cult. And then as you graduate to the next level, you see them you start to see them at work, and then you quit talking to them and they go away. They quit. You quit being you quit vibrating on that level, you go to the next level, that person, you no longer vibrate on that level, they end up quitting because the demonic realm knows that that person can't affect you anymore. So they send a stronger and stronger agent to try to mess with you. Seriously. There's a few podcasts all like that. And the ones that they send the next level, the highest level from what I'm seeing, these are people who know the Bible, but they know how, they're also know how to do psychological mind games, like a CIA agent. These people are sent. These are master manipulators, like, you know, the low-level ones, they're easy to figure out. But these are like CIA agents at the highest level. I mean, they went to school for psychology. They went to school for, I mean, these are like Jesuits, but not Jesuits. These are like people who were trained by Jesuits, you know? It's kind of like Doctor Strange. It's like when you hit the level where you know it's all faith and not fear, then they have to send these other ones who are higher level. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The more you raise up towards the mind of Christ, the more they're going to send an anti to fight. It's just like Neo and Agent Smith. Why do you think it's called Agent Smith? The Smiths. Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith. You know how many Smiths are out there? Agent Smith. This is like the status quo. This is like those who are sold out to the Matrix. This is real, people. And if you see it, and you actually see this, and you're married to somebody who doesn't see it, let's say they are saved, but they're not at your level, and they're still kind of believing the system is on their side, and you're married to somebody, and they attack the spouse, the weakest link. You know, if you got a spouse who doesn't see it, they're going to attack you through the spouse, or through the kids, or through the mother-in-law, or through the in-laws, or the outlaws. They always have to attack you through some kind of agent, even if it's a person who could be saved, who doesn't really understand that it's really a demonic system through and through to persecute the saints, to try to destroy homes and families and health and careers and jobs and everything. It's real. If you wake up to it, if you heard this and you don't believe it, but you heard this, and then 10 years, 20 years later, and you realize, you see it, pay attention to the words that are being spoken to you. Does it line up with faith or does it line up with fear? Pay attention. Is it drama or is it stability? Pay attention. And you'll say, oh, yeah, there's agents. A lot of agents don't even know they're an agent. They're just brainwashed by the news and the media and the Hollywood and the movies. They're brainwashed by the people they rub shoulders with at work. They don't even know that they're an agent. They think they're doing good, some of them. In Proverbs, it says, withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he be angry and hate you. So the less you talk to people and the more you talk to God, the more you're able to see through it. If you isolate yourself for 7 years, you'll definitely see it. But most people will never be able to do that. A lot of times, you it's not by choice. You end up having to do it. It's not by choice. It just happens because God has to pull you out to save you. Because if you're hanging out with these people, they're trying to kill you. The devil's trying to kill you through these people. And some of them know it and some of them don't. But I'm serious now. I'm serious. This is what else does the devil have to live for? He knows he's a defeated foe. He knows there's no hope in this place. He just wants to destroy this place and persecute the saints. And so he sets up a system to destroy this place and persecute the saints. And the system is so big and so complex that it boggles the mind, and it's hard to believe what I'm saying. If you never heard this before, it's such a big system, because he's a spiritual being, that it boggles your mind. But once you see it, it knocks you down, and you think, how did I make it this far? Only by the grace of God did I even make it to where I'm at now, because it's such a big game. And as soon as you walk in the room, they know that you're a target. As soon as you walk in the room, they know you're a target. You're not one of them. They know it. It's just built in. They know you're not like them. They know you're not one of them. They know they have to persecute you. And they might like you as a person, but they have to do it. They don't have a choice. Even if they don't think they're doing it, they still have to do it, because it's the demonic spirit on them that forces them. It's just like Wile E. Coyote. He has to chase Roadrunner. Every time that cartoon comes on, you know that Wile E. Coyote is going to chase Roadrunner. He doesn't have a choice. And so the whole system has to chase you and persecute you.